I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here's a story we thought was appropriate in this season of giving. What would you do if someone you didn't know suddenly gave you a lot of money? How would it change your life? All this year, we've been bringing you stories from a South African high school, and today's story involves that question, a student at that school, and a listener to our radio show. The World's Anders Kelto explains.
Earlier this year, I did a story about an impressive South African high school student.
My name is Sivenathi, S-I-V-E-N-A-T-H-I.
Sivenathi, or Sive, has had a year of tremendous ups and downs. First, he traveled to Washington, D.C. through a prestigious leadership program. Then, a few weeks after he returned to South Africa, his mother passed away. His father had died years before. That meant Sive, at age 17, was now in charge of his own home. He and his brother were living on $30 a month and struggling. That story affected one of our listeners.
It really upset me.
Ashley Jordan listens to our radio program in Portland, Oregon.
You know, this kid that had already been through so much, that had worked so hard, could potentially kind of just get swallowed by poverty.
Ashley wanted to help, so she reached out to friends and family and customers at the coffee shop where she worked.
I basically made some flyers and started a GoFundMe webpage.
She raised $1,000. She tracked down the principal at Sive's school, who put her in touch with Sive. When he got the message asking for his banking information, he thought it was a scam.
She wanted my account number.
He refused. But eventually, Sive came to trust Ashley. A few weeks ago, the money came through.
I just screamed. Just so happy.
But what would $1,000 mean for someone like Sive? I stopped by his home to find out. He lives in a three-room cement house in a low-income part of Cape Town. Sive told me that when he got the money, he and his brother went straight to the store. They wanted to buy some paint for the house. But on the way,
we saw some shoes that I liked and my brother liked. And then the idea was, you can always buy the paint later.
They bought the shoes. But when they got home, Sive thought about what had just happened and realized something about himself.
Your brain changes when you have a lot of money. You think everything that you see in the mall, you own it, you can buy it.
He got worried that he might waste the money. So he came up with a plan. First, he put a third of the money into a bank account that he can't access until next year. Next, he bought some things he badly needed, school supplies and a cell phone. Then, he made his big purchase.
Can I show you?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
He opened the door to the living room. Inside was a big green sofa flanked by two matching chairs. Sive sank into the couch cushions.
I can't say I feel like a king. I'm a king in my own castle.
I asked Sive why he had spent $300 on furniture.
I know someone might say, yeah, I bought chairs, yeah, but to me it's a big thing.
He said his mom, who passed away in June, had always wanted a home she could be proud of.
And before my mom died, I tried to show her that I will do everything to make this house look good. That's what my mom wanted.
Sive said he also hopes that Ashley, the woman who raised the $1,000, approves of how he spent it. But Ashley says that was never an issue for her.
Any way that he wanted to spend this money makes me happy, because he's just someone who deserves some happiness.
And that paint Sive meant to buy? He did end up getting it. Now the new green sofa is surrounded by bright yellow walls. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Cape Town.